Rio4Radio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is Becky Christensen O'Shields, your co-host. Our host, Becky, is unavailable. She's going to try to hop on with us in a little while, but we have our beautiful co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana, and Donna Lynn's living up in North Texas from Weatherford. Hi, Donna Lynn. Are you here tonight?
Yes, good evening. Great to be on. I think it's going to be an interesting show tonight.
It is going to be a fantastic show tonight. And for those of you who are listening, and I know a lot of you have inquired as to who our guest is tonight, we have brought on Luke Sullivan, who is the founder of ProBowlFantasy.com. And we're going to be visiting with Luke this next hour and finding about how easy and fun it is to join in and play online. Great chance to win lots of money and some beautiful prizes. But right now, for our listeners that aren't familiar with She's Gone Country with Becky, just let me tell you that, you know, we are all about empowering cowboys and cowgirls who love God and love country and to inspire those who do not in hopes of keeping the heart of the American cowboy alive. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without all of our great sponsors. But, first of all, a big thank you to 4Radio, who without 4Radio, none of this would be possible. Our sponsors are Trust Rios, Cowboy Up Energy Drink, Trinity Wellness, and tobeaccountable.com. Luke, welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. Are you there?
Good to be here.
Good to have you, Luke. You know, Luke, if you could, of course, I'm going to kind of brag a little bit because I'm from Llano, Texas, and you live in Llano, Texas, but tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, and then we'll go into exactly what Pro Bowl Fantasy is.
So, I guess I'm 35 now, and I've been born and raised around rodeo my whole life, and youth rodeoed and high school rodeoed and college rodeoed and went on to, you know, pro rodeoing for years. So I've been around rodeo my whole life, and, yeah, it's been a great experience.
Well, Luke, you know, I was reading, you know, some information you sent in on your bio, and tell us about ProGoalFantasy.com and your partners, and of course, I've got a special question to ask you because this idea popped into your head a couple of years ago on a way to a PBR.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of got into, whenever I quit roping, I got into the bucking bull industry, and we were actually on the way to a PBR to go watch some bulls buck. And me and a friend of mine, we were riding the truck, headed to the PBR, and I was like, you know what? I said, we need a way for the fans to be more involved with the PBR. So this kind of idea came up, and my friend thought it was a great idea, and next thing you know, we kind of executed the plan, I guess, and kept rolling.
Well, you know, Pro Bowl Fantasy, you know, we hear a lot about it. We really do. But you know, you were, you know, when we were visiting earlier this evening, you told me how easy it is to play. So why don't you kind of walk us through? I know you have a Facebook site. I've been on there, you know, reading, you know, about the game and everything. But just go ahead and set it up for our audience exactly how we play.
Well, whenever I developed the game, and I want it to be easy on PBR fans to be able to go on every week and log in and be able to pick their, you know, their fantasy riders for that weekend. So the way I developed the computer program is it's free to log in and create an account with us, and you'll be put on our email list. So whenever you log in, entries open usually every Wednesday. So whenever you log in, it actually brings you to the screen where you pick your team. And it gives you, like, step-by-step directions. It's very simple. You pick 7 riders and 3 bulls every week for the Built for Tough series. And actually this summer we're doing the Touring Pros, which is a little bit different, but it's just as easy. You just actually pick the bull riders this summer. So our computer program does everything for you. You log in, it takes care of you. Very simple process.
So, Luke, do you find the same players week to week? I mean, I'm thinking once someone decides to get online and play, that it's going to be something they're going to come back again and again each week to do so.
Certainly, we have a lot of players that play every week. It's just what happens is it's just a different way to people or rodeo fans and PBR fans to be more involved with bull riding and rodeo in general. So once they're able to, like, if they can't jump in on a bucking bull or attend PBR events and they watch it on television, it's just another way for them to jump on board and, you know, be part of the action. They might be picking bull riders and they're maybe not a fan of, but, you know, they're, you know, that bull rider might be on a hot streak. So they'll pick him to be on their fantasy team. So it kind of, you know, it brings fans together, and it makes them think more strategy of the PBR events each week rather than just picking their favorites. So there is a little bit of strategy to the game.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like loads of fun. Well, now, you're actually partners with the PBR. Is that correct?
Certainly. We started dealing with the whenever we started it, I started with Mike White. He's a world champion bull rider. Start with him, and he thought it was a great idea and wanted to be involved. And he actually got our foot in the door with the PBR, and I guess probably in the last year. And we've actually had several meetings with the PBR, and the CEO, which is Jim Hayworth of the PBR, and they have been nothing but gentlemen in the last year to deal with. We've had many lunches and breakfasts together and that sort of thing, and they welcome us with open arms. So nothing but gentlemen. And we signed a couple contracts with them, and hopefully we'll move a lot further with them.
Wow. Well, I understand, you know, that, you know, you have a guaranteed payout of $3,000 a weekend, and that's the first place winning money, correct, along with a buckle, I might add.
Yes, beautiful buckles. Of course, we get made by Tres Rios Silver there in Llano, Texas. They make beautiful, beautiful buckles. We have a $3,000 payout every week for the Built for Tough series. We pay 20 places from ranges first place, $600, all the way down to $50. So there's plenty of ways to win. The touring pros, which we kind of got into all of a sudden, actually a few weeks ago when everybody wanted to do the touring pros, we started doing those, and we do a $1,000 payout every week, guaranteed, and we pay five places for it. So, but in the Built for Tough series, we actually give a buckle and $600 to first place.
Okay, so that's in your touring pro events this summer, then, are in addition to your regular, is that right? You built
Correct.
Four tough. Okay. I'm
Correct.
Putting everything together here. Well, tell us a little bit about your players, Luke. I mean, I'm certain they come from all walks of life and from all over the country, you know, and of course with the internet and everything. I'm sure you even have fans scattered all around the globe, don't you?
Certainly. I think the funnest part of this deal is I wrote checks to winners that live in the in New York City, New Jersey. I wrote them to, you know, winners in California and, you know, small country towns. So I think the versatility and the demographic of the PDR is that deep. So whenever I write checks out and their address is the Bronx, New York, I mean, that means a lot to me because we're here to make the PDR grow and expand the fans, you know, fans that watch other sporting events and play fantasy football and that sort of thing. We want to get them involved in, you know, the PBR and fantasy PBR. So that's very, it's actually rewarding, you know, whenever you see, you know, addresses like that, people playing and enjoying themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure the PBR is just, you know, so happy, you know, bringing in, you know, new fans from all over. And, I mean, I think that's a great thing, and I think that is something that's totally important to all of us who, you know, live and love the Western way of life and rodeos and PBRs and all of that kind of thing. Donalyn, are you there this evening? What are you up to?
Well, I'm just learning. I'm actually learning. Well, are any of your players, Luke, are they crossing over from other sports fantasy playing? Have you ever cross-referenced any of those, or have you seen that happen?
I have actually a friend of mine. When I went to school with him since I was in kindergarten till 12th grade, a very good friend of mine, and whenever I started this business, he's all into football, sports, and
mm-hmm.
that was it. He'd never been to a rodeo in his life. And I started it, you know, and I was posting on, you know, Facebook and that sort of thing. Well, he started playing from down, you know, day one, basically, you know, support his friend is what it was. And
yeah.
He immediately got hooked, you know, like it was so much fun. You know, he would like make sure he was home on Friday and Saturday night to PBR. And he actually won one of the events a couple months ago. I can't remember which event it was. But he actually won one of the events, and he texted me during the week, and he's like, what do you think, and, you know, about his picks and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I said, Cody, I said, that's up to you. So I'll leave it up to him. But it was good to see not only a friend, you know, support your business, but also somebody that has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the bull riding or PBR or rodeo in general become – a fan, you know. That was important to me.
That is absolutely great. How much fun would that be? You know, Luke, we're going to continue to visit with you and talk about ProBullFantasy.com, and it's, you know, the ultimate online fantasy bull riding game. And so we're going to learn a lot more about it, but right now we're going to go for station identification and hear from some of our great sponsors. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRiosSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back. This evening on She's Gone Country with Becky, we are visiting with Luke Sullivan from ProBullFantasy.com. And Pro Bull Fantasy is the ultimate online bull riding game. Luke, before we went to break, you were talking about the expanse of your players and what part of the world they come from. And you said you sent checks back east. You sent them to, you know, small towns. Is there any one in particular winner that just really sticks in your mind, maybe a special story behind it or maybe from a special place?
There was a lady, her name is Paula Devaney. She's actually from Illinois, and she's been playing since the very first event. And she's played and played, and really she's been very close to, you know, winning and winning and winning. And she actually won, I think, the second event this year, and won a buckle. And if you actually look at her Facebook and look on her website, you know, there's a picture of people, you know, holding up their Tres Rios, you know, buckle and their check. So, like, seeing her, you know, win, you know, stuff like that is what's rewarding to us. Because we want different people to win every week, but she has played since day one and hadn't had much luck, and then she just, like, you know, struck it rich one weekend and won. So I think her, you know, she sticks out.
Oh, that is great. What a great story there. You know, Donna Lynn, that is just that story right there just affirms the fact that, you know, once a PBR fan or a rodeo fan, I mean, you hang in there and you just keep going and trying.
Oh, you know what? I think it looks like such a fun thing to do. I'm itching to do it. Aren't you, Vicki?
I am. We'll just have to try this, Donna Lynn. Really.
This is really fun. I know it. I think I could really get into this, especially with our background in rodeo and everything. It looks like something fun. I love the fact that probably is going to glean, there are going to be other people from other areas, maybe NASCAR people and crossovers, the country music fans and everything. So I think this is great.
Well, I do too. You know, Luke, how many PBR events do you personally make it to throughout the circuit?
We probably like the televised Built for Tough events. I try to make it to probably three a year. You know, we'll go in May, like, to the Last Cowboy Standing in Las Vegas, and we'll go to the PBR Finals, of course. I really want to go to Nashville. Nashville has a great PBR every year, but I think it's the country music that wants me, you know, makes me want to go a little bit more than anything. So I get to go to the PBR and listen to all that country music in Nashville. But we try to go to three a year, you know, wherever we have time for, that sort of thing.
Right, right. And, of course, I, you know, we see you at Vegas every year, too. So, well, you know, I understand that, you know, I believe we have some callers waiting in the host queue. That'd be great. Do we still have Matt? Are you on with us?
I am.
Hi, Matt. Introduce yourself, if you would, please.
Yeah, my name's Matt. I just wanted to tell him how much I appreciate him coming up with that game. It's really changed how much I like to watch bull riding on TV. I used to just kind of watch it. Now I'm cheering for people that I want or do not want to ride. So it's really enhanced my PBR fanhood.
Well, that is fantastic. Go ahead, Luke. Visit with Matt a little bit if you want. But one question, Matt. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Wow. There you go.
I guess he's got players from all over.
Well, we do. We actually have a few winners from North Carolina, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you.
Vicki, this is Maria. I actually have a question for Matt. Matt, this is the producer, Maria. How did you find out about the game?
You know, I just kept seeing it on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. People like Mike White and J.W. Hart, you know, people like that. They're kind of in the same league together.
Well, Matt, so how long have you actually been playing? You play every week?
Probably this year. I've played every week this year. Even played the Touring Pro events, which is kind of cool because you get to see some of those guys that you hope you'll see on tour later, you know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. It's kind of like you have this personal connection to them, and I'm sure that when you do see them, you feel that way. I mean, I know I would, you know, because
I've been playing, like, you know, like I said, and watching, and it's so much different actually playing and having something up for grabs for myself. So, surprised I haven't broken my TV with my phone yet when my guys don't ride.
Okay, Luke, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's good.
Your dad is breaking his TV now. You don't want to get a bill for that.
No, I don't.
Well, Matt, we certainly appreciate you joining us this evening, and we just know that it's really a thrill, I'm sure, for Luke, too, to speak with you, and you're sitting back there in North Carolina. Luke is in Llano, Texas. I'm in Marble Falls. Donnellan's in Weatherford. I tell you what, the whole Blog Talk Radio is just completely amazing because it can just join people from all ends of the globe, literally. But thank you so much, Matt. If you have anything else to say, just hop right on and let us know.
I'll just opportunity to have some fun, man. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Matt. And if there are any other listeners out there that would like to join in and have some questions or get some feedback here on ProBullFantasy.com, please give us a call at 347-857-3760. And then be sure and push 1 so our producer, Maria, will know that you're in the host queue and we'll bring you on air and you too can ask some questions of Luke tonight. Luke, are you there? I'm sorry,
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, I'm very sorry. Maria is, we're having some technical issues this evening, and it will happen from time to time. I don't know if it's maybe just the way that we're holding a cell phone or the weather's bad one place and it's not another, you know. But tell us, Luke, what is the upcoming event? Of course, you have entries usually open on Wednesday before the event. So what's coming up this weekend?
This weekend we're actually going to do Phillipsburg, Kansas, Touring Pro. And it's not going to be – the PBR started this year, actually this summer, started live streaming on PBR.com. So you can watch the event and watch your bull riders on your fantasy team, you know, riding that sort of thing. So that's why we started doing the Touring Pros. But we're going to do Phillipsburg, Kansas this weekend. And let's see, next weekend we'll do Chad Berger's deal in North Dakota. And then there's a lot of velocity tours, what they call them. They're kind of bigger, like in bigger cities and that sort of thing. So we'll do a lot of those. But this weekend is Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. And I just got notification from Maria that I believe Becky is on air. Becky, are you here?
Hello?
Becky, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can. We can hear you.
Hey. Sorry. Thank you, ladies, so much. Do I not have the most wonderful team you could ever ask for? Look at that. We cover each other when we're all tied up and have life catching us, you know, off guard. So, Donalyn and Vicki, thank you so much for being so wonderful and accommodating when I need you to be. I'm actually in my car just leaving. Luke, good evening. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate that. You guys, I've been listening to the interviews from my desktop where I had some deadlines, month ends, that good stuff. So you guys have been talking about a lot.
Yes, we've been getting after it. Plenty of questions.
So, I'm traveling right now, and so when I stop, I'm going to have to mute myself out and get out of the car, and I'm going to let Aunt Vicki keep leading us tonight. But, I had a question. I've been listening, and I'm, you know, talking about how your partner's with PBR. And as I was promoting the show this week and looking at your Facebook page and everything, do you guys do any other advertising within, like, magazines, or does PBR promote you at their events? How do people find out about you other than just, you know, say, stumbling across you on Facebook?
Whenever we started, we were, I'm just a country boy. So, you know, as far as, like, capital of starting a company, you know, you're a little bit short once you start the company. So, I brought in, you know, of course, Justin McBride, J.W. Hart, and Jory Marcus. Mike White's been there since the beginning. Brant Atwood. And so it was kind of like I can, you know, give these guys ownership of the company and let them push it on Facebook. And once they did, we kind of got in with the PBR and that sort of thing, and we actually signed a contract with them. And once we did that, we were able to be on the PBR's website and that sort of thing. So a lot of fans kind of went through the PBR to find us. But our Facebook is what we really, you know, push a lot of, because nowadays a lot of it's social media. You know, the more you can push on social media and let people find out who you are, you know, and what you do and that sort of thing. So we do a lot of social media, emails when people sign in and that sort of thing.
And Luke, tell our audience, what's your Twitter handle? Because I know while you guys were visiting and I'm trying to meet my deadlines, I shot a Twitter out letting them all know you're on live. So that's always a fun way, too, to connect with you.
Yeah, actually, Twitter's a funny story. And Twitter's probably the most difficult thing I think I've ever had to deal with. And so you can only put in so many words.
I understand. Trust me, I understand.
Yes. So we actually, it's ProBullFantasy.com on Twitter. And we actually had another page, and I forgot the password and blah, blah, blah. And Twitter would never answer back. So we actually have another page now on Twitter. I don't know if you even call it a page. I know on Facebook you call it a page, but on Twitter you don't. I don't know what it's called.
I think it's just your handle or your ID, because I'm still trying to remember mine. Mine's like at or SGC with Becky or something. I don't know, but I know you do the at sign, and it's ProBullFantasy.com. So if you put that, it'll pop it up. And I don't know if that's your main one or not, but that's the one I tagged in.
Yeah, ProBullFantasy.com is our what we have now. So
now, is it just you, Luke, that handles all the behind the scenes action, you know, running the keeping tally of everything, or do you have a team that you work with?
It's actually just me as far as the Twitter and all the Facebook and the emails and the game is concerned. Yes, it's just me and my computer. And I'll be the first one to tell you, it's the first time I can tell you somebody sitting behind a computer sweating. Because I am back there sweating whenever I do it every week. So it's not that easy.
No, it is a learning process, and you can ask us three ladies. We are all technology challenged.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's just constant. You know, you want to keep everybody updated on the scores and updated on, you know, who's doing good and who's not doing good and that sort of thing. And, it's a, you know, I'm not going to say it's all day, every day, but it's every day, you know, you got to stay on top of things. So.
Yeah, you got to stay up with all the trends and everything going on. And, you know, most everybody is out there, you know, in the PBR world. You can find them on Twitter or Facebook, which is really nice. But you guys have just done a really great job of finding a way to keep your audience engaged and the fans engaged and really building that fan base that, you know, I'm sure you've got a lot coming up. And I'm going to turn it back over to Vicki because I think we're probably ready for a commercial break. And I may step off the line for a few minutes, but I'll pop on just as soon as I get home. So, Vicki, I'm going to let you take us to commercial break.
All righty, Becky. We'll be looking forward to having you join us just in a few minutes. We are going to take a commercial break and thank some of our great sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk Pro Bowl Fantasy a little bit more.
ForRadio.com. Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields, your host, co-host. Well, your host this evening. Becky will be back on shortly. And we have Donna Lynn Quintana with us tonight. Donna Lynn, thank you for joining us. What's going on? Tell me what's been going on with your week. And when are we going to start playing this Pro Bowl Fantasy?
Really soon. This is just our thing. I think we could have a lot of fun with this. I think with us Lou's girls, we need to get networked together and talk it up a little bit because I think it's really a fun thing to do. I want to do it. It's just like those futurities. I wish that Western Wishes could own a bowl. I would have so much fun.
Oh, I wish Western Wishes could as well. Well, we're just being... Go ahead.
No. I had a question. I had one question for Luke. And it might be a stupid question. I don't know. But it's at what point do your players know the draw?
I love stupid questions. But this is what we got. Whenever I get the draw, I get the draw directly from the PBR. I actually put the draw in our emails. So whenever I send out emails, you'll have the draw rider, what boy has, who the stock contractor is, and that sort of thing. So you'll have everything you need, and I can only way we do it. I can only show you, what's going to be in the first or second go round. I can't show you what's going to be in the short go, which in our game, like with the Built for Tough series, which you see on television, the short go, those 15 bulls that they buck, which are the rank ones, the Bushwhacker and Asteroid and Stone Sober and all those really good bulls, those are going to be the bulls that you get to pick to be on your fantasy team during the, Built for Tough series. The Touring Pros, which we're doing right now, you just pick the bull riders, no bulls.
Okay. All right. Well, Luke, this is Vicki. And my question, your demographics as far as
Have you been able to do any research on your demographics as far as, you know, your audience, you know, ages? Do you have to be a certain age to play? You know, that type of thing.
We have. We've actually done, you know, research on that and actually kept track of that through the year as far as our demographics. And there's really not any demographics. You know, you need to be 21 to play, but you be 21 to, I mean, we have people, I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm sure in their 70s or 80s that play. So it's, you know, the demographic is just unbelievable, actually, because all ages are actually involved in it and play, I guess, from 21 on up. And as far as, you know, if they live in, you know, the middle of the country on 10,000 acres or they live in the middle of the city in a condo, they play. So it's everybody in between.
Well, and that's who you want to get because that leaves nobody out, right, Donna Lynn?
Yeah, right. I like that. I really like that. I just think it's a I'm anxious, Vicki. Let's do it. But like, what's okay, Luke? Where's the next place? What's the next event?
This weekend's gonna be in Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Okay.
I'll probably get the draw from the PBR tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, something like that. Usually on Tuesday, so I'll start the game on Wednesday, and I'll send out an email to all the players and let them know. And we'll also do Facebook and Twitter. Hey, the entries are open. So then you go log in or create your account if you haven't, you know, created an account yet.
So and, we can join like tonight. We could go on and log in and get registered, right?
Correct. You go to ProBowlFantasy.com.
Okay.
And all you do is create an account with us. Make sure you put your address in there so I can send you your check whenever you win.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put you on the email list tomorrow night. And then whenever the entries open, you'll get an email. Hey, entries are open. So you'll be able to go in and log in, and it shoots you straight to the screen where you're able to pick your 7 bull riders for the weekend.
Wow. Wow. Do you want to do it, Vicki?
I think we should. I really do. I think it would be loads of fun to do. You know, look, I was thinking, you know, asking you as far as, you know, this thing that's just kicked off and grown just in leaps and bounds, and it's so popular, and so many people have heard of it, and so many people play it. But as far as you know, future plans, do you, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your thoughts on the future. Do you see any increase in purses, or how do you see this kind of rolling out?
Our future plans, and we've met up with, you know, J.W. Hart and Justin McBride, and we've had a, you know, big meeting and what we want to do in the future. And it's definitely whenever we get more players, we want to have a bigger payout than $3,000 every week for the Built for Tough Series. You know, we want to be able to pay out $10,000, $20,000, you know, $50,000 every week, you know, to the players. Because our goal is to, you know, create, you know, more players, more people getting involved and that sort of thing. So our future goal is to not only give away buckles every week and money every week to, you know, I mean, I've actually wanted to, you know, give away a you know, trucks every week. You know, people have a chance to win trucks, you know, F-154 and that sort of thing. So, like, the possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do, what we always want to give back, want to pay out more money, want to give out more prizes and that sort of thing to the people that are playing.
Well, Luke, you know, the possibilities are endless because where else, really? I mean, you know, you can sit down and watch the PBR, and it's always exciting to watch it on TV, but, how fun is it to know that, you know, you've got something riding on the line, and you're rooting for this guy or this guy. You know, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lots of fun. I mean, there's so many people that play fantasy football, and I've actually tried playing fantasy football, and it's so complicated. You know, and then you put up, you know, your entry fee at the, or, you know, whatever money that it costs at the beginning of the season, then you got to wait 16 weeks to the end of the football season to see if you win anything. Well, with our game, you can win every week. You can win every week. You can win money and prizes and that sort of thing. So, and it's a lot less complicated. So, but also if you're watching on television, then like I said before, you know, you start rooting for bull riders that you're not a fan of, but they're on fire. So you start, you know, picking them on your team, and then you start rooting them on. The next thing you know, you're rooting on all 35 riders, mm-hmm. you know, on different weeks because they're on your team.
Well, Becky, are you back on with us?
I sure am. Sorry, I always forget to do that. I forget that I'm on mute when I'm without my headset. I can't look at my – I have to look at my phone to see if I'm unmuted or not. Now bear with me because I've been off the air and on the air, and I don't know if I've missed some questions. So if I tend to ask the same questions, please let me know if you guys have covered it but and catch me up. But so, Luke – I know you guys talked briefly that you're now covering like the touring events as well as the Built Ford test. How many events for our listeners? Because as you know, we have listeners from all over the United States. We have listeners in, you know, Mexico and in Canada and Crete and Greece. How many events do you have events that take them through the whole 52 weeks of the year?
The touring pros are actually a bunch of them. There might be, you know, two or three a weekend all year long. Touring pros are, you know, basically, and part of the reason why we started the touring pros is the PBR kind of did a little skit on the up-and-comers. You know, you got an LJ Jenkins, for one. You know, he's a veteran, and he's one of our business partners with ProBowlFantasy.com. And, you know, he said, you know, you go in the locker room now and you have, you know, these young guys coming in. They don't know who they are, but you know what? It's the future of the PBR. So that's why the PBR kind of started doing live streaming the touring pro events during the summer. So you can go to PBR.com, you know, and watch live streaming of the touring pros. But we also did it because, you know, these guys that are, like, coming up into the ranks, fans will be more familiar with them when they start seeing their name and they're able to, you know, pick them each weekend to be on their fantasy team and that sort of thing. So when those guys start being on, you know, the Built For Tough series and on television, they'll recognize them. So it's all like I guess with the PBR and the touring pros, fans are able to, I guess, relate and remember those bull riders as they start riding up through the ranks.
Well, and I think it gives them commitment to the event and commitment to the sport, because I know here in Spokane, I don't believe we have a Built For Tough event, but we do have a touring event in January each year. And so it would be something that if promoted up here, it's great for people to be able to hop online to ProBowlFantasy.com, create a team through the touring event, and then if they go to the event in January, they can see, you know, how their team does live. And
correct.
Am I understanding that correctly as far as the touring goes? I mean, they can watch it online, but they could also be at the event themselves the same week that they're playing their teams.
Yeah, certainly. You know, this year is our first year to do touring pros, so we're going to do them during the summer and kind of see how it goes as far as, like, if, you know, fans – want to join in and play and that sort of thing. And, you know, the Built For Tough series, of course, is on television every week. So you're able to watch the event. Touring Pros is a little bit different because, like last weekend, we had an event in Decatur, J.W. Hart Invitational. Well, What people don't realize in PBR fans is whenever you do the Touring Pros is one bull rider can actually enter, you know, two times. So basically, you know, they've been on two different, you know, two bulls in the long go, which is the first go-round. And if they ride both of them, they might ride two times in the short go. With the Built For Tough series, you just enter one time. So if you buck off, you know, you won't go to the short go or the next round or whatnot. So it's a little bit, as far as fans or PBR fans are concerned, you know, that they need to realize the touring pros are a little bit different because the bull riders are able to enter, you know, more than one time. That means, you know, call in and be like, hey, I want to, you know, get on two bulls tonight, or, you know, this coming weekend, get on two bulls on Friday and have two chances to win. So the Touring Pro is a little bit harder to run as far as the game's concerned, but we have pretty good rules where it makes it easy on fans. For instance, Mike Lee this weekend, he ended up getting on three or four bulls in the long go, in the first go-round. Well, what we do as a company is we take his high score in the first go-round. If he rides three bulls, let's say he's 83, 85, and this weekend he was 91 points in the first go-round. Well, we just use the 91-point score. Well, in the short go, he came back, you know, and he got on two short go bulls. Well, one of them he bucked off of, and one of them he was 88 points on. So we used the high score of the short go, which is 88 points. So if you pick Mike Lee to be on your team, then that's the scores you get, the 91 and the 88 points.
Well, that's right up my alley. It's a lot like how they do track and field with the jumping events. They take your best mark and then take you into the finals, and then depending upon which mark is there or if you do better in the finals, then you get your best mark. So it does. It gives you a little bit of an edge as far as having more opportunities, I think, for sure, to win some money and get the payout if you've got the right player or the right bull, for that matter, wouldn't you say? Because sometimes the bulls have better luck in the events in the evening than the cowboys do.
Certainly. Like this weekend in Decatur at J.W. Hart's Invitational, there were, I think, probably, let's say, 40 bull riders, I think, entered in the first go-round. Then you have 15 bull riders come back in the, you know, the short go. There were only five total rides altogether. So you're looking at 55, you know, bulls bust, and only five stayed on. So, you know, I mean, it depends. And the weekend before, you know, I mean, there were, you know, 20 scores, you know, out of 40 rides or 50 rides. So it just depends on the bulls and who brings them. And that's part of the strategy, too. Whenever I, you know, email out the draw, you know, look into those bulls and see how they are and that sort of thing. And also the bull riders, who's hot and who's not and that sort of thing. So there's definitely a little bit of strategy. And Mike Lee is actually on fire right now. So he's actually a good pick.
Well, and I know we're probably going to go to break here pretty soon. I'll turn it back over to Vicki, but I'm just curious. Do you have any options, or have you done in the past in any of your events? And I may just have you hold the answer till you get back. But where you pit the athletes against the stock, or the cowboys and the bull riders against the bulls, where you can go in and you can enter, and you can say, oh, I think the bulls are going to do better tonight than the cowboys. So we'll hold that thought. I'm going to turn it around to Vicki and go to commercial break, because I know we got a break, and then when we come back, I want you to answer that I'm curious to know what the answer is.
Certainly.
Hey, Vicki, just for a couple minutes before we go to break, we do have some callers online, but remember, y'all need to press 1 so you can come into the host queue. We'd love to hear from you. Press 1, hop on, tell us where you're from, tell Liz about playing Pro Bowl Fantasy. Right now, we'll take a commercial break and hear from some of our great sponsors.
4Radio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is your co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, along with our host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, have you got this figured out so we know what we're going to be doing now when we call in to enter up?
No, you're going to have to help me. This is it. You know what? You'll have to coach me through this. But I, you know what? It's amazing because we're the girls. We three girls actually know about bull riding a little bit more. Becky is still awfully young, but I mean, you and I go back so far that it's ingrained in us. I think it's going to be fun to strategize. And I was wondering, one thing is how close are your fantasy players getting to the final winner, like the lineup or the short go round or whatever? Is there a finals?
Like as far as your end goes?
Yeah. Do you go down to the big winner at the end of the year, or is it just rodeo bike or bull riding bike bull riding?
Well, of course, at the year end, people that play every week, we give the top 10 buckles from Tres Rios Silver. We give the top 10 buckles. But mainly like week to week is where you make your money. Like you win a lot of money every week, and plus the buckle. But the year end, we do give the top 10 buckles.
You know, I wonder
if standings.
Crossed my mind is that I wonder if it's legal for people to play for Western Wishes. You know,
yeah.
If they win, they could give it to a Western Wishes kid. I don't know. I guess that's a little easy to do. But
No, certainly. And one of the things that we go back to is we want to do things. Once, you know, we're a growing company, and once we get, you know, where we need to be as a company, then we do want to give back. We want to do stuff for Western Wishes and that sort of thing. So definitely in the future, the grand scheme of things is we want to give back and donate stuff and anything we can do to help.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. That's great. That's great. I just think we're going to have fun.
Well, and you know, Luke, this is Becky, and so now that we're back from the commercial break, I'm curious: is there, as we were, you know, going into break, we were talking about different types of game styles. Is there the ability to ever foresee the option of doing pitting the bull riders against the bulls in a weekly, you know, game?
Oh yeah, I'm actually glad you asked that. We had thought about it, but it's a little bit difficult as far as the game concerned to do that. But on the same concept, we were thinking to do, because we have so many people from coast to coast that actually play, you know, say from California to North Carolina to New York, we're wanting to maybe perhaps in 2015 year is do a points by state. You know, if you have so many people playing out of California, you know, and after the event's over with, then their points add up, and we have a state competition and give buckles to each state. So that way,
cool.
You know, Texas will be competing, you know, might be in first place, hopefully, you know, against Oklahoma, then, you know, New York and North Carolina. So that way, you know, you take pride in the state you're from. Of course, everybody does. So we were actually wanted to kind of do something like that. You know, the people who play from certain states, you know, at the end of the year, if that state comes in first place, then everybody that actually played from that state, you know, gets buckles. So I thought that would be kind of fun as far as, you know, besides winning what, you know, players can win every week. But, you know, at the end of the year, you know, the more people they get playing, you know, from their state and that sort of thing, to get that state more money or more points for the season, you know, they'll be able to win a buckle at the end of the year.
Well, and you know, look, I just gotta take a moment and chime in and make sure that I just have to say, you know, there's a lot of fans out there, and not all of them are per se from a country background or a rodeo background or a bull riding background, but they're fans, and they come from every walk of life. And we all know, you know, being in this industry our whole life, you know, there's some folks that have never, ever won a buckle, but they have buckles. And you'll see them. They've got the dinner size plate buckles, or they've got the commemorative buckles that, you know, kind of look like a piece of steel slapped on their belt. I'm telling you what, who would not prefer to win a buckle from ProBowlFantasy.com and wear a Trace Rios buckle? Because I'm telling you, they swipe their competition off the map. I mean, I would swap that for a dinner size buckle any day of the week. I don't know about you. And yours are nice.
Certainly. The buckles we get, of course, from Trace Rios Silver, and I'm actually lucky enough to be actually go into their facility wherever they make them. So it's like a kind of kid in a candy store, like a, you know, a buffet of buckles. So I'm like, I want this to say this, and they get it done. But, you know, it's you're exactly right when people that live in the city and that sort of thing that love the PBR and they see, you know, PBR riders winning the buckles and the money, that sort of thing, that's what we're trying to get people involved where they have a chance to win that same thing. You know, they win, you know, an awesome buckle and the money every week. So that's what we're trying to promote to PBR fans that don't have a chance to win every week or go to rodeos or events like that and win those type of rewards. So
definitely,
you know, the buckles are a plus. You know, and money's just like a – it seems like whenever I send the buckles out, they're like – they're all about, you know, the belt buckles and winning those and that sort of thing. And, like, the money or the check I send them, you know, like, oh, that's just a bonus. You know, it's just it's very rewarding, you know, because they take pride in, you know, whenever they win and win the buckle and that sort of thing.
Well, Luke, as your buckle maker, we're awfully proud to be involved with Pro Bowl Fantasy, and we love it when you come into the shop and design up your buckles. We are getting ready to close out. This hour's went by fast. We'd like to thank Luke Sullivan, Pro Bowl Fantasy, Becky, Donna Lynn. Any closing statements before we close out with a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons?
Donalyn, I'll let you go. You got anything?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just ready to go. I'll be calling you, Vicki, because this is going to be fun. Okay.
Thanks, Luke.
I appreciate you coming on tonight. And for those of you listening, remember to check him out on Facebook at ProBowlFantasy.com. His Facebook page is ProBowlFantasy, and then ProBowlFantasy.com. Find him on Twitter. Make sure you guys start following him because, you know what, this is a great way to pay, you know, play the sport and be in the sport without actually having to get on one of those bulls and still have the rewards of the money and the buckle to slap on your waist. So thank you, Luke, and I hope everyone has a great night. Good night.
All right. Thank
you. Good night.
One time we had to do some taping for television. Tiger and Colt were about 8 and 5, and we set them in the limbs of a tree in the front yard, and I stood underneath the tree to recite my spiel as they videoed it. Well, I'd get it pretty good, and we'd have to throw it out and redo it because Colt kept messing it up by making noise. After this happened a couple times, I threatened Colt within an inch of his life if he made one more sound. We started videoing again. This time it went without a hitch. But once we saw it, it was hilarious. Because what had happened was our pet coon that we had at the time, Rooster, had climbed up in the tree and set his eyes on attacking Colt Wrangler. I'm just rattling away, but it sounds like blah, 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 as Rooster slides down the limb above Colt and jumps smooth on that boy's head. Colt is trying his best to beat the coon off of his head and protect his ears while not giggling. And how the other two cameramen kept it together, I will never know. They aired that clip for a year or more, and I don't think anyone ever heard a word I said. How could you? We were too busy watching what was happening behind the scenes to care about what was coming out of my mouth. This is exactly what happens when we say to our kids or to others, don't smoke while we're lighting one up. Don't drink while we're opening another brew. Don't sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend while we have our live-ins. Blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you. I'm too busy watching to hear anything you have to say. Nothing means anything if what we see doesn't back up what we say. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.